Well,
yeah?
Yeah, give him a hint.
All right, I'll give you a hint. Did you ever go fishing?
Yeah.
You ever catch crabs?
No, I don't.
No, you never did?
No.
No, you know who it is?
No.
Oh, how does he not know that was an all-time classic?
I could hear Dallas Drake laughing about it on the other end of the phone. I could hear Dally laughing about it on the other end as we're honoring Shane Doan today, joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive.
What's up, Dally?
Dallas Drake, everybody.
Yeah, not much, guys. Congratulations, donor.
Thanks, Dally. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites with Dally. We were talking about fishing one day, and somehow I mentioned when I was a kid I used to go out and catch crabs. So I said to Dally, Dally, you ever catch crabs? And he like hesitated for about 3 seconds and then just started laughing. Like nonstop. Dally, you remember that, right?
I'll never forget that. That'll go down in history as one of the funny moments for me.
That was great.
Well, when you think about your history with Shane Doan, what's going to go down in that history, Dally, is we've got Shane's big day coming up on Sunday. That's why he's joining us here in studio.
Yeah, it's quite an honor. Obviously, very well-deserving. He's pretty much the type of player that everybody wants on their team, and fabulous leader on and off the ice, good family man, so couldn't happen to a better guy. I mean, I haven't got a call from the Coyotes yet about my jersey, but I wait every day for it, but I haven't got that call yet.
Thanks, Dally. Well, sometimes they don't call. I've heard that they sometimes don't call.
Yeah.
Phone reception here in the Valley is terrible, so I couldn't get mine for a while. So,
so Dally.
Long overdue, though. I'm good. It's great.
So, Dally, you are one of the guys that left this organization and was able to win a Stanley Cup. And I just remember how happy I was for you and how happy all the guys were that you were able to lift that cup with the Red Wings and enjoy that championship. Were you ever surprised towards the end of Shane's career that he didn't chase that and didn't go after that with maybe another contending team?
No, I wasn't at all, actually. You know, it's really hard to do. When you have a family and you've been in a place for a long time, it's hard just to pick up and move. And, you know, I understand your feelings for an association. Sometimes you feel obligated to stay there and help them through some tough times, which they went through there for a little bit. And, you know, sometimes it's the best thing to do. I mean, I had an opportunity when I was in St. Louis a couple times to get moved at the deadline, and I chose not to go. And we were a non-playoff team at the time, so it's a really hard decision to do, especially when you've been somewhere for so long and you're used to it, things like that. I mean, you want to win where you are, and sometimes you just got to make decisions that are best for you and your family.
Dally, the other day we were watching highlights of you. It's funny I'm talking to you because I was showing our guys. I coach a team here in town, the U16 boys, and I'm on them to be physical. And you have a shift in Detroit, like in your last year, where you ran like three guys in about 15 seconds and like blew them up. And I was like, man, he was like 38 years old when he's doing this.
And 170 pounds.
And the same size as these guys. And it was absolutely hilarious. So to be talking to you now, I can't wait to tell those guys because they were all laughing and watching the video.
You do that now, donor, and I'd be in jail. So it's a different game now.
Well, you might have been in jail for the Derek King hit. That one might have cost you a few games.
Yeah, that was bad. I keep forgetting about that one. We got to bring it back some bad memories. We got to change the conversation here.
Dally, what was your best memory? We had JR on early. We talked about to him was that Anaheim loss. We talked about the St. Louis loss in the playoffs in Game 7 with the Turgeon goal. I mean, there were some really good teams you guys had, and you were so close to winning. But what's your fondest memory of playing here with the Coyotes?
Well, to me, it was probably the St. Louis series we lost. I mean, I thought we were up 3-1 coming back home. We had 2 games at worst that we could, win that game. And we had a good team that year. We had JR and Tkachuk and Newman, and we had Habibulin and Doner. So we had a long list of very good players, and that was disappointing to me because sometimes you just got to get over that hump to have some success. And we just couldn't find a way to get that one series win and get a little more momentum. And I thought we had a team that could go a long ways. I mean, a couple of you could talk about the Anaheim series as the same thing, but I think the St. Louis series to me was the one that still gnarls at you a little bit.
Well, Dally, we appreciate you calling in. Always good to hear your voice. We haven't talked to you in a while. Shane, it's good to hear Dally's voice, yeah?
It is. It is so good. And we got a lot of losses, Dally. We got a lot of losses here in Arizona for a while.
Well, I'm glad I can be a part donor. Congratulations. Couldn't happen to a better guy. And have fun that night.